From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report in Special English. Many Thais joined protests in Bangkok last year. They urged Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat to deal with growing corruption in Thailand. A 79-year-old businessman noted the rising cost of doing business, including giving bribes to Thai officials.
Before, it was about between 5 and 10%. Yeah? You know, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now, its minimum is 30%.
How much economic activity is lost to corruption can be difficult to estimate. The University of the Thai Chamber of Commerce studied the issue. The university found that over 2% of national production, or about $11 billion, will likely be lost to corruption this year. It found that many business people who were questioned said they are paying more to Thai officials and politicians to win government contracts. Political economist Pasuk Pongpaichit says there is evidence officials are making progress in controlling lower-level corruption. But she says the slowing world economy means growing competition for profitable deals with the government.
The globalization, international pressure for Thailand to become more transparent is being felt, and various government departments are responding to it.
But it doesn't mean
that things are going to happen very quickly.
Bondid Nichatawan is a former central bank official and president of the Thai Institute of Directors. He says corruption in Thailand appears to be more of a problem now than 10 years ago.
Corruption is a global problem. You know, you see corruption appearing as headlines in many, many countries. So it has become a global issue where both international organizations and individual countries' governments are trying to tackle it.
The American-based Center for International Policy says more than $2.7 trillion in illegal funds left China between 2001 and 2010. The money escaped as a result of criminal financial deals, corruption, tax evasion, or other illegal activities. For Thailand, the amount was $64 billion over the same period. Shervin Majalesi is with the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. He says, given Asia's growing influence in the world economy, there is a need for more supervision. In 2003, the United Nations passed a convention against corruption. In Southeast Asia, Burma approved the agreement last December, the last to do so of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Observers say the fight against corruption needs to go beyond law enforcement and include non-government and private industry groups.